The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. Happy Monday to all of you. This is our Q&A episode where we listen to your voicemail questions about real estate, taxes, wealth building, passive income, all of those things. And then we attempt to answer them here on the show. So you can do that by going to our website, go to morrisinvest.com, click on the microphone icon. There's a big microphone on the right-hand side of the screen, and leave us your 30-second voicemail question. A little background on what we do here. I am the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. A number of years ago, going back decades or more than a decade now, when I started in real estate investing, I saw a real need to build a company, build a team, to help people be able to invest in the best real estate markets around the country. You remember, real estate investing, the best real estate markets are not in your backyard. And you do not need to be nearby to manage the property, to have a great property management team that manages everything. So that's what we do. And I've been a real estate investor for many, many years. We build new construction properties. You can learn more about everything that we do by going to our website at morrisinvest.com. So we're in some crazy times right now. We have Europe trying to get carve outs for different gas deals with Russia. And we see inflationary numbers in the United States continuing to go up. We see OPEC is going to be cutting production on oil. So get ready for higher gas prices. And we are entering into a dark period in the winter. Now, we have a whole video series on why real estate investing is the ultimate hedge against inflation and is a great way to protect yourself against a collapsing US dollar and a collapsing euro. All of those things. Check them out on our website and check out our other videos here on the channel where we specifically go into great details about those things. So without further ado, let's take our first caller. This one is from Barbara. Barbara, take it away.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Barbara, and I have a question for you. I'm wondering about buying a house for me. And some people say, well, you shouldn't buy a house for you. You should loan a house for you. And I'm getting this question, what is best for me? It's not an asset. I'm not going to recover money from it. But when I do a loan for me, it's like I'm not investing. It's like the money I give every month to the loan, it's something I lose. Maybe it's a belief I have, but I would like your opinion about this. When it comes to our house, our home, it's better to buy from money from the bank or to have a loan. Bye and thank you.
Well, it really comes down to money, right? It comes down to what financial product and the amount, right? So there is no hard and fast rule on this. If you happen to be in a market in an area where buying the property makes more sense than renting the property, then by all means, go for it, right? Now, I'm not a financial advisor and I can't tell you what to do. Look, I've bought my own house in the past, okay? I've also rented in the past. And because different conditions merited different circumstances, it depends on what sort of interest rates you're able to get. Again, think of them as financial vehicles. But think, if you've got $200,000 that you're going to put down as a down payment on a property that's not a performing asset, remember, you're buying a property that you are going to live in. Now, there are carve-outs. If you're in the United States and other countries, you can actually, there's some even better ones in Europe, by the way, where you could actually have carve-outs for owning the property and then, of course, using a portion of it as your home office or a business, and you can start to position it for tax benefits that way. But for the most part, if you're living in the property, it's not a performing asset. Now, that $200,000 down payment or $100,000 down payment, you could have used to purchase actual cash-flowing rental properties and live wherever you want. I'm always reminded of a friend of mine who, a real estate investor, going back 15 years or so, he said, I don't own the house I live in. He lived in a beautiful house in California overlooking the water. He had like an infinity pool that looked out over the ocean. And he's like, look, I don't own this house. I rent this house, and that means I don't have to pay the maintenance. I don't have to keep up with the maintenance. I don't have to pay for the gardening. I don't have to do any of that. I rent this property. The 200 properties that he owns as rental properties paid for the wherever he wanted to live. He's like, I might live here for a few years. I really love it. I might want to move. And then I'm not tied to a mortgage. I'm not tied to a house. So again, it's a personal preference thing. I think what I try to teach people is that the idea of buying a house that you live in, going to college, or and living off of a 401k loan, working a 9-to-5 job, that's like what's called the American dream. And that's a total garbage. It's a total garbage theory. It doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. You cannot live off of a 401k. And so what we're teaching people to do is, the reason I think it's a lie, I think it's perpetrated by banks. I think it's perpetrated by the government to try to keep you in this cycle of poverty, right? Where you're living off of these loans, you're living off of, you're working 9-to-5 job. You're being taxed at the highest level as an employee, not an entrepreneur. And so you have a mortgage payment, you're continuing this cycle where you're really not building wealth. You're just kind of paying off loans. So, again, if you have other assets, and I guess that's a question we should have asked you, Barbara, is like, do you have other cash investments right now that are performing for you? Are there other investments that are producing monthly cash flow? If you do, then I'm less worried about you taking all of your savings and putting it into a house that you are going to live in where it's not going to produce anything. It's not going to produce any cash flow. And you are in debt to a bank. And remember, you don't own this house. Let's be very clear. The bank owns it. Okay. The bank is going to own it for 30 years. You do not own this house. So I know there's this idea that, well, now I have my house of my own. You don't. The bank owns it. Now you just have a house that you have to go to Home Depot on a regular basis and fix up the stuff because there's no landlord doing it for you. So just some things to think about. A landlord owns the property, but then the landlord takes care of all the property and you don't have to worry about all of the tax, property taxes and all that other stuff that you have to pay for it. Or you can own the house, pay the loan, pay the mortgage, pay the property taxes, do the maintenance and all of that. So I can hear it in your voice where you're leaning, Barbara, but I just want to put it all out there so you assess the situation properly. And I would just love for you to have actual performing cash flowing real estate assets that are monthly bringing in thousands of dollars in cash flow for you. That to me is a smarter use of that down payment money. And that's my suggestion. Book a free call with our team if you'd like. We can kind of talk it over and talk you through some different scenarios on financing and see if we can maybe even come up with something that makes sense for you in that regard. So thanks for the question. All right, our next question comes to us from Jane.
I have a question on cost segregation. If I have only one residential single family house to rent, would I allow to use cost segregation tax deduction to accelerate the deductions instead of 27.5 years, so I can deduct some of the cost of the building in 5 years from my income tax?
Thank you, Jane. So a question on cost segregation. Of course, cost segregation, you have to be a real estate professional. You have to hire an engineer who's a cost segregation engineer, a CPA, specializes in this. There are some, our team can actually help with that now. There's some online services and that we can actually help with that. And so it's not as much of a pain as it once was. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to numbers. And this is where talking with a cost segregation engineer, they'll let you know probably on the phone if it makes sense with just one rental property. It really depends. One rental property, maybe not, because you're going to spend thousands to do the cost segregation analysis. That's the thing. It's going to cost you. As we're building our properties each year, we're building 20 at a time, 25 of them at a time in a different subdivision. And we actually have a cost segregation engineer that we work with on our staff that will go and do all of the cost segregation analysis ahead of time. So when a client works with us, if they qualify under that cost segregation provision, then we actually give them the cost segregation analysis for free. that they can then use to accelerate on their taxes. When we tell people that on the phone, they're kind of blown away by it because it costs thousands of dollars. But we're able to do that because we're building multiple properties at one time. So we're able to give that to the client. And if they're a real estate professional, that means they don't have another job, separate job. They are qualified as a real estate professional in the eyes of the IRS. Then they can, of course, accelerate that using that deduction. So again, these are things to talk about with your tax accountant and your CPA. I don't think, though, because we looked at this a number of years ago, and we actually looked at it with like three of our rental properties. It just didn't make sense to have, because what the CPA has to do, they have to fly to your properties. They have to fly there. They stay there for a few days. They walk through the properties. They stay in a hotel, and you're paying for that to do that cost segregation analysis. So I just don't think, I mean, again, talk to your CPA. I don't think it's going to be worthwhile. I think the savings that you'll get will not be offset by the cost it would take for you to pay for the cost segregation analysis. Well, do you want the good news first or the bad news first? The good news is you're alive. The bad news, you probably don't have life insurance, which is why you need Ethos. Now, with Ethos, you could get life insurance in 10 minutes for as little as $10 a month. That's right. Unlike other companies' long, confusing, outdated application process, Ethos' 100% online application takes only minutes, so you can get back to living your life. They have no medical exams required, just a few easy health questions and competitive rates from top-rated carriers. And that's why Ethos is affordable and it's convenient. Now look, I have three kids and I've been getting older. My eyesight is starting to deteriorate. This past year, I went through and did some heart tests and had some higher cholesterol than I would like. And so I really worked on getting that back down again. And you know, you really want to make sure that your family is taken care of. And that's why when I set up with Ethos, it was very, very easy. In a few minutes, I was able to get up and running with their online application in just minutes. And now I have that peace of mind. My family is protected. And, you know, God forbid something happens to me, they are taken care of. You can join the thousands of satisfied families protected with the help from Ethos, who've given the company a 4.8 star rating on Google reviews. That's right. Every year you wait, life insurance premiums increase by 8 to 10%. So get right now a free personalized quote by going to ethoslife.com/investing. Now I'm going to spell it out for you. It's ethoslife.com/investing. Go to ethoslife.com/investing to get your free life insurance quote today. Ethos Technologies Incorporated operates in California as Ethos Life Insurance Services, not available in all states, and prices subject to underwriting and certain health questions. All right, next question comes to us from Mark.
Hi, Clayton. This is Mark in Texas. Please walk us through your strategy for purchasing properties through your company with a down payment made from low interest or zero interest credit cards. Specifically, how do you pay off the credit card in a timely manner so as to not get stuck with double-digit credit card rates? Thanks a lot.
Well, that's a great question. So again, we have a link on our website. If you're interested, we work with the team from Fund and Grow. And what they do is, again, go to our website. And I think you'll get a bonus if you use our link, because they'll give you like $500 off a sign-up bonus to work with them. And then what they do is, they will actually set up business credit cards for you personally, for you, but in a business name. So you'll have multiple cards that they will set up for you with like 0% interest. Now, these are business credit cards. They'll set up LLCs. They'll do the whole thing. Again, if you go to our website at morrisinvest.com, there's a tab for you to get funding on the top of the page. Click that and it'll kind of walk you through that process. And then what happens is, you're going to be able to use those cards across multiple properties. You might get 20,000 here, 40,000 here. Depends on how much funding you'll get from these different cards. I know when I used it, between my wife and I, we had about $175,000 in 0% interest that we were able to use and disperse. And the way that we used it was strategic. So to answer Mark's question, I didn't just buy properties outright using my credit card. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to be smart about it and know how you're going to pay it back. Like, this isn't free money, right? You've got to have a strategy. And one of the strategies, of course, is to is to be able to buy additional properties and then use the tax benefits or the offsetting of, you know, other assets to be able to pay that back, or have other means or other funding, longer term funding in place that you can put in for the you know, next 20 years or next 30 years, converting that. Now, the way that I used it was for down payments. So let's talk about one of our properties, right? If one of our properties at Morris Invest is going to, the down payment is usually going to be around $55,000, right? So that's the down payment. And then we work with over 100 different lenders to fund the remaining amount. Okay, so if we have that funded separately, then you really are going to be focused on the down payment amount at 0% interest. So then how can you strategically work to use the cash flow from that rental property to pay back that down payment, that $55,000, in a year or 2 years? That's very doable. Now, the beauty of these zero interest credit cards is a lot of them will be 12 months to even 18 months. So you're getting that 0% interest for 12, even 18 months. And then what you can do is you can actually, the team will help you roll that into an additional 0% interest account. So you could be doing this, I've done this for a couple of years, where you're paying 0%, where you're able to roll some of that continually forward, but you have to stay on top of it. You can't fall asleep at the wheel, Mark. You can't just forget about it, because then, yes, if you're not paying attention, you can be very stupid about it, and suddenly it jumps up to 18%, right? You don't want that. We do not want that. So we want to be in that 0% interest. We want to be using it. And then what we can do is roll that balance to other accounts, other 0% interest cards. Now, let's say you've got four cards that they set you up with. Maybe you don't use all four of them, right? You use two of them. And they start when you actually start using them, and you actually start using them for the first time. So you could roll them over to the other two, not going all at once in 100% of your funding options. So you just need to be strategic about it, Mark. That's what we did. We used it for down payments, and then we used lenders for the balance of our loans, okay? And then using the cash flow from your tenant in your property and the time that it'll take to pay it back, you should be able to have those things paid off without ever having to hit that 18%. But also think about this at the end of the day, Mark. It's not the worst thing in the world. Remember, Robert Kiyosaki bought his first rental property using a credit card. It's not the worst thing in the world, actually, to, again, our properties have a minimum 18% internal rate of return. So even if it jumps up to 18%, right, you're still actually, it's not the worst thing in the world. We don't want you to do that. And I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not telling you to do this, but you would still basically be breaking even on the math, right? 18% interest and 18% return. And then you're getting the tax benefits on top of that that are offsetting that. So I know it's not ideal, but again, it's not the worst thing in the world. So you just got to be creative and think strategically about it. Really map it out. Sit down at your computer, really map out how you're going to do this. Okay. When you get that funding, have a plan. Make sure you have a plan in place so you don't get screwed by suddenly seeing high interest jumping up on your credit cards. And I say 18%, some of them can be 22%. So just be careful with that. So thank you for that question. Thank you for all of your questions today on the show. You can go to our website at morrisinvest.com, click on the microphone icon and leave us a voicemail question, and we will attempt to answer it here on the show. Much love to all of you. Now go out there, take action and become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth, preserve wealth, in this crazy inflationary environment. We'll see you next time, everyone.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.